time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield airy weather calling for skies to gradually clear today. We'll have a high near 51. It'll be mostly clear tonight. We'll have a low in the middle 30s. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. The Fairfield Lady Mules took on Breeze Modern Day yesterday in the 2A Super Sectionals at Vandalia and saw their season come to an end. Mark Turner has a story.
Mules see a great season end in the Vandalia Class 2A Super Sectional. They lose 25-11, 25-8 to Breeze Modern Day Friday night. Great season nonetheless for the Lady Mules. They set a school record for wins and finished the year 37-3. They lose three seniors off this squad, Jacqueline Sims, Lexi Hobbs, and Nadia Reed. So by far, the cupboard is not bare. JV squad finished with 22 wins on the year. Again, the Mules drop this match in the Super Sectional, 25-11, 25-8 to Breeze Modern Day. They finished the year 37-3. In Vandalia, I'm Mark Turner, WFIW News.
More news after this break.
It's all about quality and convenience at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics. Beginning the third weekend in July, the McLeansboro Family Clinic will offer fast treatment for minor injuries and illnesses on Saturdays and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Not only will you be able to walk in for quick care, providers with over 50 years of combined experience will see you. Check out hmhospital.org for Carmi and McLeansboro weekend urgent care hours. It really is all about you at Hamilton Memorial Hospital and Family Clinics.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Boy Scout Troop 173 will be scouting for food to feed the hungry in the community. Working in conjunction with the Midwest Food Bank, Fairfield Cub and Boy Scouts will hit the streets today and place bags on doorknobs in each neighborhood within the Fairfield city limits. They're hoping to collect donated canned goods, box goods, and other non-perishable food items and will return next Saturday, November 16th, to pick up any donations. Anyone wishing to donate can place a filled bag or additional bags or boxes on their front porch. Scouts will collect them and take them to the Midwest Food Bank to be weighed and sorted. They'll then be donated to the six Fairfield food pantries. Event organizers say scouts will be wearing their uniforms and safety is their utmost concern. They ask for the community to be extra aware during the next two Saturdays as scouts from first grade through high school will be moving in various neighborhoods. This is the third year for scouting for food in Fairfield. In 2017, scouts collected 2,000 pounds of food and collected 2,255 pounds last year. They do not have a specific goal in mind for this year, but they do hope for another positive response from the community. Anyone who lives outside of the city limits or who did not get a bag can call Crystal Eckleberry at 599-7899 or Rebecca Fletcher at 599-9175 to arrange a pickup location. Calls must be made before 10 a.m. next Saturday. The charter for Troop 173, the Fairfield CP Church, will also accept donations under its bell tower awning Wednesday through Friday at any time. In other news, White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports the arrest this week of a Crossville man in connection with a reported house fire. Sheriff Meyer said at about 5.07 p.m. Thursday, White County 911 received a call stating that a female subject had come to a residence asking for help. The caller advised that she had visible burns on her body and advised that her son had set fire to the house and pushed her into the fire. The caller advised the fire was four houses down from the collar on Superior Lane in Crossville. Units from the White County Sheriff's Office arrived and located the female subject, identified as Kathy Brandenstein. Police said she had severe burns on a major portion of her body. White County Ambulance was dispatched to the scene. The residence was located on Superior Lane. There was a small fire on the porch area and the living room area. Had visible flames and the house was smoke-filled. An effort was made to locate Andrew Swanner, the son of the victim. Mr. Swanner, police said, was located walking down the road in front of the house a short time later. Swanner was held at that point and transported to the White County Sheriff's Office. Swanner was checked by medical, or rather the subject was checked by medical personnel and charged with aggravated domestic battery. He was being held on no bond. The Illinois State Fire Marshal's office was notified and came to the scene to conduct an investigation. Fire departments from Crossville, Carmi, and the Little Wabash Fire Protection District were on scene to extinguish that fire. Illinois State Police are investigating a crash on Interstate 57 in Franklin County Friday night that left one man dead. Reports said the accident happened just after 6:30 Friday night on northbound I-57 at milepost 64 near the West Frankfort exit, according to a release by the state police. A West City police officer had tried to stop a man driving a 1996 Chrysler Sebring for a traffic violation and to question him about the vehicle's registration. The driver refused to stop and sped down southbound I-57, according to police. He then tried to pass another vehicle on the inside shoulder and collided with the vehicle, resulting in the Chrysler coming to rest in the center median. The driver left his vehicle and ran into the northbound lanes of I-57, where he was struck by an oncoming vehicle and killed at the scene. The names of those involved were not immediately released. The investigation is ongoing. Wayne City Matters will sponsor a salute to veterans today at the Church of the Harvest just outside of the village. Wayne City FFA will provide a free breakfast for veterans at 7, and Kristen Musgrave and Rachel Hall will sing alongside a color guard presentation at 11. A barbecue sandwich dinner will be served from 11 to 1, and the cost is by donation. Steve Pace will play the bagpipes with Hall and Musgrave singing alongside at 5 p.m. Dinner will be served at that time as well, featuring smoked Boston butt, and the cost is by donation. In Fairfield, the annual Veterans Day Parade begins at 2 this afternoon. We will have video coverage of the parade on the videos tab of WFIWradio.com. Coverage will not be on the radio, so anyone wishing to watch must go online and click the videos tab in the upper right-hand corner of WFIWradio.com. For many people, the visible image of military veteran homelessness is a man by a busy highway holding a sign that asks for help. You probably don't think of women veterans facing homelessness. Newly confirmed Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs Director Linda Chapa-Lavia says many women veterans do. They manage the problem differently, often outside of social support programs.
What we find is the women won't go to a shelter because they split their children up, right? So you'll find them couch surfing, which is still homeless. And I think it's one thing that we really need to pay attention to, because as those veterans, those servicemen, women start to come back and become veterans, that we need to make sure that those services are there for them and their families and wraparound services.
Veteran homelessness is one of the problems Chapa-Lavia wants to work on. For issues related to homelessness, veterans can call 877-424-3838. Governor Pritzker appointed her to head the Department of Veterans Affairs in February. The Illinois Senate confirmed her last week. The Illinois State Fair Mega Pass is on sale now for the lowest price available before the next fair. Kim Howard has a story.
The MegaPass lets kids ride all the Carnival Midway rides as often as they'd like during the fair. It's just $60 right now, the best deal you're going to get, says State Fair spokesperson Krista Lisser.
Also, $45 bargain books are available, includes 11 any-day admissions. That's only $4.09 per day. And $40 seasonal infield parking passes are also available.
Get all the details online at IllinoisStateFair.info. The 2020 Illinois State Fair runs August 13th through the 23rd. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois State Military Museum is prepared for its Great War encampment this weekend in honor of Armistice Day and Veterans Day. Reenactors will be spread out around the grounds of Camp Lincoln in Springfield to showcase the Great War. Bill Lear with the State Military Museum says this will be one of the best ever.
We're going to have skirmishes pretty much all day, 10 a.m., noon, and 2:30. There's going to be three different companies or groups that are going to be selling militaria. So if you want to come out and see, who knows, he may have a patch that your grandfather had and you want to buy it. That'll be there. We're going to have
The story of the First World War runs all day today at the Illinois State Military Museum. And those interested in recertifying your Illinois concealed carry permit can enroll in the IECC Concealed Carry Recertification Course that provides 3 hours of required training. The course will be offered Saturday, November 30th from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Advanced Technology Building on West 3rd Street. On the campus of Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, D. Ray Escorn, the instructor. For more information or to get registered, you can call 877-464-3687 or 866-982-4322. That's news. Area deaths next.
No more suffering through repair bills. No more just plain unreliable washers and dryers. Speed Queen is now offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all its home laundry products at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Our Speed Queen washer and dryer pairs start at $1,700 at Rush Appliance, and you can choose from top loading, front loading, and stacking. So come see me, Sean Rush, for superior performing laundry products with 10-year warranties and superior customer service and support at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield.
This is Ethan Kaiser with Trust Bank. Legacy is defined as something received by a predecessor. To the wealth management team at Trust Bank, your legacy is an important piece of your financial plan. We understand how hard you have worked for your assets and how generous you are. Trust Bank wants to help you create a plan that allows you to make a lasting contribution to a charitable organization of your choice. We truly want your legacy to be something that lives on forever. Give Trust Bank's wealth management team a call at 618-395-4311 today.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 72-year-old McLeansboro resident Carl Wayne Morris died Thursday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was a retired aviation mechanic and a U.S. Air Force veteran, having served during the Vietnam conflict. Carl Morris is survived by a daughter, Christy Strouser of McLeansboro, three brothers, Bernard Lee Morris of Springfield, Bill Morris of Houston, Texas, and Tom Morris of Knoxville, Tennessee, and a step-grandson, as well as several nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Carl Morris will be held Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, with Reverend Robert Seyfried officiating. Visitation will be from 11 a.m. Sunday until the time of service at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Burial will be in the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. Graveside military rites performed by the American Legion Post 106 and the U.S. Air Force Honors Team. Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 75-year-old Carmi resident Mary Etta R. Taylor died Wednesday morning at Farrell Hospital in El Dorado. She was a homemaker. Surviving are a son, George Knowlton, daughters Marie Ott and Jeanette Heads, three grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Marietta Taylor will be held at noon today at the Stenebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will be in North Maple Ridge Cemetery. Stenebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. 88-year-old Albion resident Jay Clive Gillard died Wednesday at Deaconess Midtown in Evansville. He owned a number of businesses in Albion, including the IGA grocery store. Jay Clive Gillard is survived by daughters Linda Root of Bone Gap and Cheryl Holmes of Fairfield, sons Jay Dean Gillard of Dandridge, Tennessee, and Jeffrey Gillard of Albion, a brother Wade Gillard of Albion, 14 grandchildren and 10 great-grandchildren. A private graveside service for Jay Clive Gillard will be held at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem at a later date. Memorials can be made to the Edwards County Senior Citizens or the Albion Moose Lodge. Envelopes will be available at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Caudill reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
November is a month of Thanksgiving and remembrance. Wabash Communication takes the time to honor America's veterans for our freedom this Veterans Day, and our Lord as well as our founding fathers during this month of Thanksgiving. We honor this area's veterans who served our country and stood ready to protect and defend America. We are also thankful to live in a country where freedom of worship is still celebrated, as God's blessing can be seen in all that surrounds us this Thanksgiving season. From everyone at Wabash Communications, happy November.
Here is a look at the classic hits, Fairfield over your weather for today. Cloudy skies through pretty much the mid-morning hours, and eventually those clouds will taper off, a high of 51. Tonight, fair, low of 35. Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 63. For Veterans Day on Monday, a 60% chance of rain and snow. Cloudy with a high of 42. Tuesday, sunny. It's going to be cold. We're going to be below freezing for the high of 26. Yeah, I wish it would go up 50 more degrees than that. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, high of 35. And then Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 43. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 35. Our low this morning was 29. And currently in Fairfield, do have some cloud cover out there. Overcast at the moment. But again, those clouds will taper off and move out of the area and region. It is 30.